Okay, what about if saliva comes up? Is it allowed to be swallowed, or should it? No, you can do that. You can swallow it, no problem. But try to avoid the what is called the sputum. Okay, the sputum. That's right. Also, dust, if it is breathed in and goes to the throat, and if anything, even if it goes beyond the throat, all of this is unintentional, so it does not break the fast. There is one thing which is very disliked anyway to be swallowed, and this is called an-nukhama, which is, I believe it's something which comes from the nose and from the deep chest, or even the head. Sputum, yes. This is very, very disliked to be swallowed during outside Ramadan. And in Ramadan, most of the scholars strongly urge not to swallow it. And swallowing it, our Shaykh Rahimahullah, our Shaykh considered swallowing it to be forbidden because it is filth, and it's forbidden for the fasting person to swallow it. This is one opinion that I said our scholar, our Shaykh, but it's incorrect. This is one opinion. One opinion. The other opinion is the opinion of our Shaykh, who said, if it does not reach the mouth, then it does not break the fast. However, if it reaches the throat, I mean, and it goes down to the stomach, then there are two sayings. One saying which you just heard, that it does break the fast, and the other is that it doesn't. And our Shaykh said, this is the correct opinion, that it does not break the fast, because there is no proof to indicate that it does invalidate the fast. There is no proof. Now, you shouldn't mix it up with the saliva. Swallowing the saliva does not break the fast. So these two are two different things.